This is BBC Radio Bristol. Here's Frank Gillard, the man who brought local radio to this country.
This is a little moment of history in British broadcasting. BBC Radio Bristol, the first of a new generation of local radio stations, is coming on the air. In one sense, it's a moment of culmination, the climax of years of hope and development. For Bristol can justifiably claim to be a leading pioneer of local broadcast. Every local programme the station puts out, every item, will be of direct relevance to our community. In every sense, this is to be the Bristol area's own station. So, something important is happening right now. I'm sure that BBC Local Radio is here to stay, that this station will rise to its great opportunities, and that it will serve this community faithfully and well, so that, on anniversaries many years hence, people will listen with appreciation to recordings of this opening day and say with real interest, well, that's how it all began.
The time now is 8 o'clock. Here's Jonathan Fulford with the very first edition of Morning West.
Hello and welcome. I'm speaking to you as Frank Gillard was a moment ago from our Bristol studios, but our transmitter is some way from the city, high up on the Mendips in Somerset. So let's go over now to our reporter Roger Bennett. He's in the AA spotter plane, flying at this moment high above the Somerset countryside. What's the view like from up there, Roger?
This is Roger Bennett in the AA spotter plane, about 1,500 feet above the Somerset countryside, just to the north of Weston-super-Mare. And this is Roger Bennett returning you to the Radio Bristol studio.
Well, thank you, Roger. You don't sound as though you're suffering too much at the moment anyway. We'll be coming back to you later in the programme. Well, of course, we won't always have the AA spotter plane at our disposal, but one vehicle we will have is the radio car. I wonder if you've seen it cruising around Bristol yet. It's out and about this morning, and right now it's on the downs. For further information, let's call up Catherine Adie in the radio car. Hello, Kate.
Hello, and good morning to you from the Bristol Flower Show here on the downs. One of the biggest flower shows in the country. Today's the show's last day, and let's hope that the weather clears up from the fine drizzle we've had since early this morning. Well, fine drizzle or not, here we stand on the downs, and I've got with me Mr. Chris Young, who's the Assistant Acting Secretary of the show. Mr. Young, I've just had a very quick look round some of the displays, and very impressive they are. Seen yesterday by how many people?
27,000 so far.
Yes, let's hope the ground doesn't get soggy with this drizzle.
I don't think it will with the drizzle. We've had heavy rain and it's not gone too bad.
For those people thinking of coming today, what would you advise them to come and see? What's your favourite display?
Certainly the trade displays, and above all Blackmore and Langdon's exhibit of begonias, which has won the trophy worth 1,000 guineas.
Yes, I saw that. Yesterday morning I had a look. Lovely big flowers on one huge stand. Today being the last day, does that mean that the flowers can be sold?
Yes, very much so. At 7 o'clock this evening, everything here that can be sold is sold.
Just about everything. So it probably means a bargain and some very beautiful flowers for people who come along.
Yes, it does. I understand the bus company just can't get all the passengers on with people with huge bouquets of flowers going home.
Well, I suspect that makes the traffic even worse in the evening. Anyway, if anybody wants to come along to the show today, it's open at 10 this morning. Admission is 3 shillings all day. And I can promise them, from my point of view, and I don't know all that much about flowers, it's a really beautiful display. So, if you fancy a day out on the downs, come to the flower show. Now, back to the studio and to Jonathan.
Thanks very much, Kate. And more news from the radio car elsewhere in Bristol later in the programme.